Jay's father could have scolded him for what he'd unearthed. Most parents would say, "Put that filthy thing down." His father didn't do that, though, and because he did not, Jay went on to build a company and a museum about what he'd found. The intriguing story is this edition of The American Countryside. Jay Villamorette could have gotten in trouble for what he picked up one day.
I got interested in collecting bones when I found a dog skull in the woods at the age of 7. My father, he saw my interest like any good father. He could have told me to put the dirty bone down, but he didn't. He saw my true interest and encouraged me to collect the skeleton.
His father may not have realized what the find would turn into.
At that time of my life, I was collecting skulls mainly from roadkills, or I would find things out in the woods, but mainly from roadkills. My father, when I was a boy, would take me out on a Saturday looking for roadkills, and he would duck down in the seat while I'm out there alongside of the road cutting off the head.
But his father knew there was something much deeper behind Jay's desire to collect those specimens.
It wasn't just collecting skulls. It was when I got a new skull for the collection, it would become a drive to find out as much as I could about the animal itself as well.
He studied for another career, but ended up making his hobby his life's work.
I graduated high school as an auto body technician, and I was having a hard time keeping employed. So I was selling skulls as a hobby, so I took it one step further and started collecting and selling skulls as a full-time job.
It soon became a bigger job than he could handle himself.
Started the company in 1986. Some people say that I created a market where a market didn't exist. I don't necessarily believe that. I think the market was always there. It just needed to be tapped and capitalized on. And so for 25 years now, we've been the world's leading supplier of osteological material.
Many of these specimens end up in museums, schools, and universities. But there's much more to the story. And that's next time as we travel the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I'm Andrew McCrae.